My name is Chuck Meether, and this is DOT, Daily Oral Theology. A is for attributes, and S is for scripture. Every true body of believers that refers to itself as the church, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and whose cornerstone is Jesus Christ, considers God's word as primary to its identity and worship. Sincere Christians hold that the Bible is absolutely fundamental and the only rule to direct them how they may glorify and enjoy God. But what does that mean? The Spirit of God, preserved in written form, has superintended the words of the apostles and prophets and has more clearly and fully made God known to us. This same Spirit confirms in us the truth of those words, that this is most necessary in order for us to know, assent to, and trust what is contained in His Word. Since it is the Spirit who teaches, we receive it for what it is, the Word of God, and not the Word of mere man. We hold to the 66 infallible and inerrant canonical books as authoritative, necessary, sufficient, and perspicuous in all matters of life and faith. So let's begin with the first attribute, authority. Authority is the fundamental aspect of Scripture that sets it apart from all other writings. The Word of God is the truth. Because God Himself is the arbiter of truth, there can be nothing brought forward to contradict what is revealed. Bundled in this authority is the power and effectiveness by which the Spirit of God converts the soul, instructs the mind, and directs the will in all those who believe. It is the means by which the Spirit governs the church and all other documents and formularies used by the church, whether creeds, catechisms, confessions, decisions, sermons, constitutions, or papers. They are all subject to it. Psalm 138 verse 2 says, I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. We move now on to the second attribute, necessity. From this aspect of authority flows necessity. There are no longer any apostles or prophets in the church. There is no new revelation. The Spirit has caused the canon to be written down and has now closed it. We therefore need these writings so that we are able to know rightly God and by the work of the Spirit hear the good news and believe without doubt of what is being taught in them. Paul says in his first letter to the church at Corinth in chapter 2, beginning with verse 6, Yet among the mature we impart wisdom, although it is not wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. From necessity, we go on now to sufficiency, our third attribute of Scripture. The closure of the canon does not mean we are deprived of any necessary revelation. What is received is sufficient for us to know what is we are to believe and how we are to live. The Scriptures fully reveal the will of God so much that it is forbidden to add to them or take away from them. This sufficiency means that the revelation which God intends for our time is complete, and we have no need of anything further. The text, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, tells us, "All Scripture is breathed out by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." That's the sufficiency of Scripture. Finally, we end with an attribute that is probably most difficult to pronounce, perspicuity, or really, clarity. Being closed does not mean being hidden. While there are portions of Scripture that are challenging to the mind, the fundamental things necessary for us to know in this life are clearly and fully revealed. Such things as the creation and fall, the consequences of sin, the justice and mercy of God, the establishment of a covenant people, the person and work of Jesus Christ, and the necessity of forgiveness and faith are all accessible. And that is the comfort we have. God has made himself known to the church in his sacred Scripture. And we can clearly understand that revelation. Deuteronomy 30, beginning with verse 11. "For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?'" Well, there you have it, the attributes of Scripture: authority, necessity, sufficiency, and perspicuity.